pregame show. Chelsea DeVille back with us. Coach back at home. Get to play in the BSU gym. First up, Wayne State. Tell us what you expect from them tonight.
Well, Brent does a great job with them at Wayne. He's just, you know, really steady team. Sometimes you kind of watch film and you're like, there's nothing too flashy, but they find their ways and they find their W's. And I'm just really impressed with, you know, personnel-wise, how they play together. They get the right kids, the ball at the right places, and they're efficient. So one thing different from last week, you're going to see a lot of transition basketball, some really spread offense, and, you know, mixing up some defense as well within what Wayne does. So, you know, we definitely have been really preaching all week in practices, you know, taking away offense right from the start from them. We can't start getting in a track meet with them. Running the race in the lead. We have to play fast, of course, but we can't let them get going offensively in transition. You know, they're a team of runs. Sometimes you'll see them, they'll be down 10, 8 points, and all of a sudden they're back up 7. So just a steady, steady team.
And part of that is controlling the offensive end for you and not having live ball turnovers that'll let them get into transition. Otherwise, what else do you need to do well on the offensive end?
We just need to, you know, find the right kids at the right time as well. You know, it sounds simple, but we haven't made it simple. We had a really good couple days of practice where I thought, they're seeing it. They're finding Claire. They're finding Coley. You know, they're seeing their posts and skips. And, you know, it just makes things easier when you're anticipating the next pass if you're not going to shoot, you know, as you're receiving it. And it's easier said than done for a lot of kids. You know, they can be one-dimensional in what they can see out there when it's live. So we just have to do a better job of communicating to each other on offense. And, you know, when you're open, you yell and scream and tell your teammate, hey, here I am, and get the right shots. I want to, you know, really preach great shot over just okay shot.
We talked about a lot of players in the first part and who's playing well and who's kind of struggling. Is there anybody that really needs to step up their game this weekend for you?
You know, I just like you mentioned already, I'd love for Brooklyn to see some more stats on the line, only because she just busts her butt, and I think it'll make us that much more balanced. So I'd like to see B, you know, kind of go off scoring a little bit within the system. But other kid that, you know, when we're playing really, really well, Sid Zarr is guarding really, really well. So she's never going to score, you know, 15, 20 points a night for us game in, game out. But she had been, you know, really controlling the turnover to assist ratio on her stat line and then doing a good job guarding. And I feel like she's kind of just been a step slower, a step less aggressive. And I'd like to see her command a little better defensively and then seeing more out of her offensively. If it's not scoring, it needs to be directing our offense and being the, you know, the point guard that every coach needs is just a calm cool out there.
And to wrap up, let's talk about playing at home. You finally get conference games at home, playing in the BSU gym. How does that help your team?
Well, we just preached, you know, beginning of the year, and then after the road games is we got to protect our paint and our house. And it's just easier to win at home. And we got to make it difficult to win at BSU. You know, that's something that you go to certain schools and you're like, gosh, it's hard to win here. It's a hard road trip. I want that to be kind of the mantra of when people come to BSU. It's like, gosh, they just play really, really well at home. So that's got to be our staple going into the weekend.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thanks, Kevin.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille before tonight's game. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.